What's going on, family? It's your boy, Brother Technico, and this is the Niso Technico Show. Today, we're getting into jealousy in the Black community. Let's get it in. What's going on, family? So when we talk about jealousy and how it erodes our community, it does it in so many different ways, you know, but I want to start from the big picture and go down to the little picture. In big picture, it gets in our way because we don't want to invest in ourselves. When we see one of our brothers doing something, our brothers or sisters doing something big, we oftentimes criticize it before we go in and support it. Now, I do understand that we shouldn't support any and all things just because it's Black. I'd be the first person to tell you that. But when we see somebody starting something or pioneering something, for example, the Figgis phone, okay, and they're talking about being competitive with Verizon and other big carriers, we should support that. When we have one of our sisters, whether it be preaching this Black media or doing something holistic, doing anything, we need to start supporting them. We have this issue, a conditioned issue, with seeing like Black women in positions of power. Okay. And there's a lot of envy there. Men can hate on women, on women's success, when we should be uplifting. You got men jealous of Black women in the same damn job. Same job, hate y'all Black asses equally. They just want to go about it differently. They don't really know how to handle how they want to hate you, so they're going to do it differently. But in the midst of all of that, you'll have brothers hate on that sister's success because we've bought into this notion of man is supposed to. You know, I come from a tradition of man earneth. Okay. And there's not a lot of respect out there for what our sisters have done. We got sisters that's done some great things. And we talk about what they've done in terms of mathematics and science when we bring up the sister that did the equations to fly up to NASA. Or we talk about the other sister more recently that helped them get that craft onto Mars. We don't talk about how women have largely been, Black women I'm talking about particularly, have largely been the breadwinners, making a lot of money, particularly in this country. When we talk about big banks, you looking at Black women. When we talk about Black businesses, there's a lot of Black women who make money. That needs to be recognized, you know. And you do see it on a flip side, but not really in the same way. But when you do see Black women hate on brothers in certain positions, that's coming from a slightly different place. That's coming from more of a willingness to participate in coonism. Yeah, and you got a lot of people who are willing to participate in coon. And I'm not talking about coonism right now, because we know that exists. I'm talking about just regular stuff where you got people who may like, you know, they don't like white folks, but then they can't stand women either, or women in certain positions higher than them. You know, all that stuff is constructs to be divisive. You know, I can talk about jealousy as far as, you know, athletes, you know, or just people who have success. You know, that's something that you can read about going way, way back. But that's something that we need to deal with. That's something we need to deal with. we also need to deal with, while we're on that subject, you have to deal with those of us who feel like we're better when we have more than the other. That your wealth somehow makes you different. It doesn't make you different. Okay. It doesn't. And you're just a few steps away from that other stuff that we're really trying not to speak about today. You know, I see it when I brought up sports. I'm just talking about times where I've, we'll kill one another. Or we'll kill one another over a relationship. We do incredible things over these relationships. We talk a lot about gun violence and gang violence and all this stuff. We don't talk about how often a lot of this stuff precipitates over some relationship, over feelings. Sometimes a person don't even have to be involved. Sometimes a person will be way out the picture and that person then moved on. And because they can't handle or deal with it. Now, I want to talk about real shit today. Because that's a problem. That's something that we need to fix. We need to cultivate more young men and women that can handle rejection. Rejection is something we're going to deal with every single day. Every single day. You have to be prepared for it. And there's worse kinds of rejections out there, trust me. If you have an issue with getting, you know, like moving past things, you know, there's ways, and you can always find someone, you know, find someone else. Like, just because one situation didn't work, it's, you know, there's a such thing called as moving on. But I also feel like there's an issue within this possession, believing that we can possess one another. And that's something else that we've learned from this society, from Western society, the idea that people can be objects. See, because when you're objectified, you can be possessed, you can be purchased. We have to understand why the society allows you to purchase women. What are they telling you about their women? Oh, and it's legal in areas where they say it's okay. And you got women walking in and out the White House every day and don't nobody know what job it is that they, or what office they run. They allow it to happen, but what are they saying? What does that symbolize? So we have to be cautious of taking on these symbols or taking on the meaning, internalizing the meaning of these symbols. Okay, we have to understand the root of jealousy, envy, having something. We talk about envy, it's the feeling that someone has something that ought to have been yours. You know, when we're in a society that values the object higher than anything, you have to be wary of jealousy and envy. And jealousy is a whole nother thing. See, envy is a bit arrogant. And while vile, you oftentimes can see where it's coming from. So it's a bit easier to deal with. Jealousy is a different thing altogether. You can have people in a relationship with you, jealous of you. It's just what it is. And you have no idea why they are behaving in such a way that is affecting you, not realizing that these people are actually jealous of you. And it sounds crazy. And it almost makes you sound arrogant. But that's the reality of a lot of things. You'll see people jealous of people's gifts. And do things to compromise those gifts. I'm not just telling you what I've experienced myself. I'm telling you what I've seen, what I know. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You have best friends jealous of each other. Best friends so jealous, they'll go on and let them hit that drug, or go on and let them in that room with that person that really don't mean them any good. Put them in situations that are reckless. You thinking that's your best friend, they talking shit about you everywhere else that you going. Everybody else know that you finna get set up. Oh, I done been there. Motherfucker's so jealous of you, jealous of what you got. Let your ass get into where they supposed to be watching your back, they'll let something happen to you. I've been on them phone calls. And nobody can be like, how could it happen? Because you just didn't want to see. So that's why I got to talk about jealousy, because we don't want to admit it. We don't want to admit that a part of this hatred for one another is this seed of jealousy that has been planted. And it's always nurtured with the media, music, of course, and just how they seem to elevate certain people to distract you from the real happenings, the real mechanisms that are taking place. The desire, the want. Jealousy, like, we should understand that jealousy is so deeply rooted into what the fabric of the society is, that it is basically the theme of most of the music that you hear. Particularly music that's supposed to be designated or for the black community, from the black community. It's always about somebody being jealous or being envious, or I'm going to get you because you do have it, so you don't have it. We nurture it. We nurture those feelings. So when I say jealousy is a pretty big deal, it's an issue. It's an issue. The enemy knows it's an issue. That's why they nurture it. That's why they keep it going. And that's why we can have these deaths. That's why we can have folks that are willing to turn, that are willing to accept payment or whatever may have you, sometimes for a little bit of nothing. You'll be surprised how you can manipulate jealousy and envy to get somebody to do something for free. We all know it, but we fail to recognize when it's happening. So we got to deal with this jealousy and envy. We have to want success for each other. We have to want each other to do well. We have to want more than just success for self, as a people, as a group. You can't build group a community without trust. And you can't build a community based upon jealousy. All right? You cannot. Jealousy erodes the foundation. But I feel like I'm lecturing. So I'm going to leave it with this. When we say that we're not inspiring jealousy, we're not inspiring the hate, we have to understand what it really is that we're saying. I know what we think we're saying. We think we're saying that jealousy is a natural cause of being successful. And I'm telling you that it's not supposed to be that way. That's a trap. That is a fucking trap. If that were the case, France would have been in control for hundreds of years. If that were the case, England would be in control for hundreds of years. If that were the case, the United States will be in control for hundreds of years. We've barely got out past 100 years of being a world power, and look at the problems we're having. But that's a whole nother topic. Family, if this show has any value to you, if it helps you out, share it, vote it, let your family know about it, let your neighbors know about it. It really helps me out. So with that being said, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Technico, or even DM me on Twitter. I've just posted a Twitter. Hopefully I'll get the Discord up by the end of the year, or by the start of the new year, rather. So, yeah. Peace, love, and light, y'all. Tech out.